Okay, Freilich and Chanukah, everyone. Welcome. We are holding Simen Shin Mem Vav in middle of Siv Gimel, page Resh Aleph. And today we're going to discuss an actually interesting halacha, quite relevant. It's really the discussion of the status of an awning or a roof that juts out. If you have the Dirshan Mishneh Berurah, there are multiple pictures over here on the side. Look at the first one on the top right, number 24, is basically an awning sticking out of a building. If someone ever walked on 13th Avenue in Borough Park or in Avenue M or Avenue J, any area with stores on Clifton Avenue in Lakewood, Bathurst in Toronto, any area with stores, then you will notice all the awnings sticking out. And the shaila is, what's the status of the area under the awning? Is it part of the Rishus HaYachid, and then you can take from inside where you are outside onto that awning and back? Or is it a chelik of the area in front of it, which would be either a Rishus HaRabim or a Karmelis, depending on where you are? Or is it an independent Karmelis? And if the area in front of it is a Rishus HaRabim, you would not be able to move anything from under that awning outside into the street or inside the house because you're taking from a Karmelis to a Rishus HaRabim or to a Rishus HaYachid. That's going to be the Shaila for the end of Sif Gimel over here to determine the status of this awning. So let's see there, Amma. It is on the top of page Reish Aleph V'chein, the fifth to last or sixth to last word on the first line. V'chein matikra rechava harbe. If the roof is very wide, the ein la mechitzes min atzadim, and it doesn't have any side partitions, no mechitzes, which is essentially the picture of number 24. You have an awning, but you have two amudim, two poles, at the edge, at the furthest point of the. Of this awning. So, for example, if you're standing in the store and there's an awning jutting out a few feet in front of you, so the furthest point to the right and the furthest point to the left, in those corners, you'll have northeast and northwest corners, you're going to have amudim. So the halacha is dina kirishus shalafanel, it has the status of the rishus in front of it. It's not considered the rishus yachad, and therefore it's considered the status of the rishus in front of it. However, I will point out that which the Mishnah Berurah will say, anyways. Is that if the Rishus in front of it is a Karmelis, so then it's part of the Karmelis. If the Rishus in front of it is a Rishus HaRabim, this cannot be part of the Rishus HaRabim. It's covered over. And if it's four Tfachim in depth, so you have a Rishus over here and it's covered, a Rishus HaRabim cannot have a covering and therefore it would be a Karmelis and you would not be able to carry from under this awning anywhere, either in front of you or behind you. The So to the roofs that we have that stick out in front of the houses, dinan kirishus shelefneihem, basically our awnings. Now this is nageya because if someone was choshesh for a Moshe Shita in Flatbush and they held you can't carry there, so then you're walking on Avenue M and you're walking on Avenue J and your yarmulke, remember our yarmulke with no bobby pin, so it fell out over there under the awning, and now that it's there under the awning. You can't stick your hand and pick it up and put it back on your head if you're standing outside the awning, because that would be carrying from a Karmelis to a Rishus HaRabim. Or let's say you're in a house and you're in anywhere that's a Karmelis, even any nothing to do with a Rishus HaRabim, any Karmelis area, and your yarmulke falls outside the doorway under the area of this awning. You would not be able to bring it into you. You have to go outside under the awning and put it on top of your head because you don't want to carry from the Karmelis to the Rishus HaYachid. Similar to what we have with the roofs in front of the stores. They put out the beams in front and they cover it with wood. Basically, they create this wooden awning. You cannot bring things from under the awning into the house because there are no mechitzes. Now, what about the concept of pitikra yored v'saisim? So the Mishnah Berurah will mention this later, but I'll just speak it out now. Yesterday, we introduced the concept where you could have a roof. We can view halacha l'maaseh misinai as if the roof comes down and creates an imaginary wall. So here too, let's create three imaginary walls and create a rishus hayachid. The answer is that l'kulei amah, we cannot say pitikra yored v'saisim on three walls. Max, we could say it on two. Even saying it on two is not always so pashut, even though yesterday we made it like it's pashut, that if you have that doorway between the Gina and the Karmelis, we said Pitikra, it's not so pashut. Ayin Bir Halacha over there. But three wolves for sure you can't say it. So over here we're not going to say Yerid, and therefore we do not have any mechitzas. What about taking from under the awning into the street in front of it? It might even see the caramelist mother. If the street in front of it was a caramelist, that would be okay. Obviously, not more than 4 amos. Although if it was the rishus, then it would be also the kemish and mekira. Since over here you have a roof, that a rishus rabin cannot have a roof. He stole su shin mem he sif yadalad. What does he want from sif yadalad? Oh, and sif yadalad, it says rishus rabin shahum mekira is considered the karmas. Okay, zok sifkat lamadal v'chein begagin. Over here, we can clarify a suffix which many people have. The awning, people have an awning and they want to know the status of that area. What's the halacha? They would call it in German, Fierlieben. What's the halacha? Maybe it's Yiddish, Fierlieben. Fier means, probably means in front, and Lieben means something else. And you call a tata l'sham and abayas, can you carry to thee or from the house? There are many that make a mistake to say tikra habaylut l'rechayv yorid v'saisim. V'avakiilu bonei alamata ba'aretz. Many make a mistake to say we're going to say this p tikra, the mouth or the edge of the tikra, goes down yorid v'saisim and makes an imaginary wall. U'mikan mashma lehedya d'derech shetachas agag her shoshul afneim ayin sham. V'chein kasu kol ha'achreinim. Over here it's clear that it's not true. We're not going to say p tikra over here because it's three walls. And therefore, this area under the awning is going to be which would be a karmelis, because even if the rishus in front of it was a rishus arabim, over here it's covered over, so it's going to be a karmelis. Umatikunim. So what could you do if you want to be able to carry from your house to the awning and back? Shem yeshul b'itas hagag amudim l'tzad ha'rechayv. If there are amudim, pillars, toward the direction of the street, which like we described before, the northeast and northwest corners, considering you're standing in the store and you're in the southern, we're calling you the south, so the northwest and northeast, which is in front of you to the right and to the left, those corners have poles, which is picture number 24. Yamin mechuvin kenegdim gam kanim l'tzad abatim. Add two poles, and the other corners next to the house, which is picture number 25, and now you essentially are creating Tzuras HaPesach. Itzuras HaPesach is the frame of a doorway where you have two poles with a string or a beam on top. And that's the frame of a doorway which has the halachic status of a mechitza. V'yiel ha'gag sh'aleim din Tzuras HaPesach. V'nimtza sh'yish Tzuras HaPesach m'kol ha'shleish etzdadim. Now you have a Tzuras HaPesach on all three sides, and the house itself is the fourth side. You just created a rishus ha'yachid. If you see in the picture number 25, so you see the kane and the kane and the amud and the amud. Now you have basically a canopy with four poles, and we're calling that a Tzuras HaPesach, and now we have a Tzuras HaPesach on all three sides. Vim heim shal batim rabim shal im nuzei etozeh. If you have many houses, one next to the other, and they all have these awnings, ein tzarech la'aseh zechol bayis u'bayis, you don't need to make four poles for every house, which means the two amudim in the front, and also have the two kanez adjacent to the house. Ela yaseh tikun zeh b'shnei batim shal im b'seif, mikatzim izeh, mikatzim izeh. All you have to do is that you take one kana, put it by the house on one edge, and one kana by the other edge of all the houses, and now you've just created a Tzuras HaPesach around all these houses. But over here, since we have many houses that are joining one area together, like one chatz or one area under the awnings, you're going to have an Erev Chatzeres. Then you'll be allowed to take out from the houses to under these awnings. But regardless, you cannot be mitzi or machnas from the rishus harabim to under these awnings. That's always like that, and that's what we said before, that one would not be allowed. Anyone who does not carry in flatbush, myself included, would not be allowed to carry anything from the street to under an awning on any one of those main streets where they have the awning sticking out of all the storefronts, which is very negative, because the person's walking outside, he thinks he's walking in Rishus HaRabim, so if something falls down, he could pick it up. If his child needs him to pick him up for a moment, so he stops walking and he picks up his child, and he can move over 1 foot, you know, just, or he'll pick up something from the floor. You have to be very careful, because if we're taking it from under the awning to out to the street or vice versa, that would be a melacha d'rabbanan of itza. This is all discussing where the awning is four tefachim in width, and therefore you have a reshus there of a karmelis. But if it's less than 4 tefachim, it's a makom p'tor. He discusses over there a case of gankis, which are certain types of porches where they were next to these hotels, next to this bati yishpiza, these guest houses. And I don't know the exact metzias of this exact case of the gankis, but we get the main point over here is that any halacha lamaisa, any awning that sticks out, juts out more than 4 tefachim, is typically going to be a karmelis. And the mela, if the area in front of it is a karmelis, you'd be allowed to be meitzik to the area in front of it. If the area in front of it is the reshus harabim, then you would not be able to be meitzik to the area in front of it. If the area in front of it is a karmelis and there's an eruv, then obviously you can carry there. And with regards to the area inside the house, so one would not be allowed to carry from inside the house into this awning, because the awning is a karmelis. And as an extension of that, even in the doorway, in the skufa, like we spoke at yesterday, past where the door shuts, one would also not be able to carry there. And that would be yesterday's halacha. And the only etza, if you want to carry under this awning, is to put up two lechis, two poles, on the two ends of the house, under this awning, and that's going to create a tzuras haPesach, like we see in picture number 25. Agav, there are many more halachas about Pitikra Yoyer V'Saisim to know when we could say, when we can't say it, but we're going to have to save that for a later time when we'll go through the halacha more Be'ian and Simon Shin Samach Aleph. Just another practical example of this would be under the train tracks in Flatbush Avenue, MJKL, all the avenues under the tracks over there. So since you are Mekaira, actually, no, I don't want to talk about that case. But I was going to say, since it's Mekaira, that area under the tracks would be a karmelis, and then you would not be able to be Meitzi from under the tracks to out of the tracks from a karmelis to a Reshus HaRabim. But I'm not 1,000% sure about that, so we'll leave that to the side. Okay. Zok Simen Shin Mem Zayin Al Iza Hitzah Chayiv in Atayra. Uvay Sif Echad. Now, in Simen Shin Mem Hei, we define the Dalad Reshuyes, the four domains, the Reshus HaRabim, which was 16 amos wide, no roof, Shishim Riboy, according to Rashi. And then we define the Rishus HaYachid, which was 10 Tvachim Mechitzes and 4 Tvachim in width and length. And then we define the Karmelis, which is neither Rishus HaYachid nor Rishus HaRabim, but it's a Rishus, it's 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim, it's in between. And then we discuss the Mokim Ptor, an area less than 4 by 4 as a Mokim Ptor. In Shin Mem Vav, we discuss, okay, so what's the Halachas? Well, you can't carry from here to here or from here to here. This is their Raisa, this is their Rabbanon, Havaras Dalad Amos. And then we discussed the karfif, which was an exception. And once we're on the topic of the karfif, we discussed the key and the iskufa and the awnings. And now we're going to discuss the technicalities, the mechanics of the malacha of Eitzah itself. What does the malacha of Eitzah include? And it really includes three parts. I'm not sure if it includes the best word. What does it entail? It entails three things. It entails an akira, which is picking something up off of its resting place. And then the transfer of rishuyos, to go from one rishus to the next, or four amos, in a Rishus HaRabim or a Karmelis. And then the Hanacha, placing it down on a place to rest. And that is the entirety of the Malacha of Eitzah, which a person would do that in Bichayiv Midaraisa. Let's see the Mechaber inside. One Sif. Min HaTorah Ene Chayiv Elega Sha'oikar Chavis Merishus HaYachid V'yinichem Rishus HaRabim O'yipcha Yudin HaKira and HaHanacha. And we'll stop over here and we'll describe the other cases, all the Durabbanans on Sunday Shir, and Derech Agav, anyone who learned Mishnayis Shabbos, the first Mishnah, Shtayim Shein Arba, that's going to be Sunday's Halacha, right? Yitzias Shabbos, Shtayim Shein Arba, that first Mishnah, that's going to be tomorrow's Halacha. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, Sekar, and Alf Elah. Shezen Nikra Malacha Shlema. This is a complete Malacha. Sha'akar Achevis Mereshus Zeh. Yiniach Reshus Achayu. We're uprooted it from this Reshus and put it down in the next Reshus. Avalam Enei Oysa Elachatzi Malacha. If we only do half of it, Oysa Nasis HaMalacha Shlema Yidishnayim, or two people did it together, and each one independently could have done it himself, then you're potter, it's only us in the Rabbanon. It was done from one of the people of the land, when he did it. And we darash in Me'ama Aretz, it has to be one person, that he did the whole thing. You're only chayiv if you did the whole malacha, not half. Yachid va'asa oisa chayiv, and an individual does it, he's chayiv, shnayiv va'asa oisa p'turim. Two people do with their potter. Maybe you're going to come to do a full malacha. So regardless, it's asam midrabbanan. Now there is a question some people ask over here. Why don't we say chatzi shir asam min ha-teira? If someone cooks something smaller than the shir for a chiyuv chatas, it's still asam midraisa. Why over here, if I only do an akira without a hanacha, why is it only asam midrabbanan? And the answer is because chatzi shir is when I did the full malacha, full maisa bishul. But it was just too small, it wasn't the right size, too small of a shear, then it's the malacha, asa deraisa, no carbon. Over here, if I do an akira without a hanacha, that's not the malacha at all. I didn't do half malacha, I did not do a haitzah. If I do haitzah with something very, very small, that would be a chatzi shear, if it's not big enough to have the chashivas of malacha of haitzah. But doing just an akira without a hanacha is not the malacha at all, therefore it's not chayiv in deraisa, and it's only asa midrabanan. Zaksiko and beis, kisha oikra hachavitz, me rishus hayachin. Da, you should know, the shema akira lav dafka akira does not mean only kisha oikra achavis me'agave karka mamish when you pick it up on the floor. Ela filum hay achavis munaf begadav, even if it was in your clothing in your pocket. Shalosh be'amir of Shabbos when the Talmid Yisham you took it out of your pocket or out of your clothing. Upasha yad lechutz v'nicher rishus harabim. I took it out of my pocket. I'm standing in rishus harayachet and I place it down in the rishus harabim. Gam kein chayev. Ma'asha hayemunach mitchila bekisei chashik munach agave karka. That which was placed in my pocket is as if it was on the floor. I just picked it up. It's an akira. I transferred it to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That was a haitzah. And I placed it down on the floor. That's my hanacha. The begadon shulavish ben betelim legabe gufay. The begadon that you're wearing a bottle to your guf. Hanachas aguf hanachas chayfetz damya. Memela kishin atolim yisham chashav akira. My guf is like the chayfetz is on the floor. So I'm on the floor. By picking it up out of my pocket, I just did an akira. The chen kishoya chayfetz munach biyadei Rosh Hashanah yachem erev Shabbos. The pasha yadei lechutz v'nicha sham. If I'm holding the chavitz in my hand, and then I move my hand and pick my hand up, that's also an akira. My yad, my guf is one. My guf's on the karka. My yad's considered now on the karka. If I'm holding something in my hand, and then I go and I lift my hand and I place it into the ground in a different rishus, I'm chayev. I could do a hanacha onto someone's hand also. That will also be chayev if I did an akira off of the floor or from my hand. And I placed it down on someone else's hand, that could be also a case where you're chayev. We're going to see on Sunday all the different combinations of cases where there's the ani and the balabayas, and the ani put his hand inside the house, but the balabayas put his hand outside the house. For those who are familiar with the first Mishnah and Shabbos, we will go through it slowly and carefully on Sunday to get the halakha clearly. We'll stop over here. So today, what do we learn? Today we learned the halacha of the awnings. Yesterday we did the doorways, door frames, and today we did the awnings, the status of awnings in front of houses, in front of stores. And essentially we came out, if the awning is for tfachim, it is a karmelis, and all applicable halachas will now apply to it. The way to make it a Rosh Hashanah would be to make it Tzuras HaPesach. Derech Agav, there is a chazan issue, is much more machmer about this in the Hilchos Tzuras HaPesach, which I left out because it makes it more complicated, but there is such a shita, but the Mishabura shita is the way we set it over. That's all for today. Wishing you all a Freilich and Freilich Chanukah, and we'll see you on Sunday.